This grandmother, now which one was that?
That was Lydia Curry.
Lydia Curry.
Married Martin Corbett.
Oh, that happened to
him. Mm-hmm. Lived down on Reedy Swamp.
Mm-hmm. Oh. What about the one who made the trip?
And what that turned on?
That was Grandpa Starling himself and Mary.
That made the trip with her children and
no,
the Indians.
No, this is another one. Let me tell this story first. Okay. Grandpa Starling lived down on the mill pond. And once a year, he made a trip to Savannah for coffee and flour and sugar and cloth, mostly homespun, to make their work clothes out of, and the bleached, unbleached homespun to make sheets and underwear. And he had a pair of oxen and a cart. And it took him 2 weeks to go from the mill pond to Savannah. And then he's supposed to load up his supplies and 2 weeks to come back. So Grandma was left at home with the children. Well, when the month was up, he had not returned. She became worried and took the old horse on the place and the buggy and rode to Savannah herself, where the only protection was the axe in the buggy. And lo and behold, when she got to Savannah, she found Grandpa in jail. He had had one nip too many celebrating with the boys. Those crowds of them went, formed a caravan, you know. And so she went in, and he was sober, of course, and she asked the jailer, how long would he be held? And he said, oh, he had so a number of days, he named the number. And she says, no, says, I have come for him. Says, we need him at home. I left my children there only with the older ones, and I must get back, and we need the supplies, and we're going to have him. And the jailer says, I'm sorry, I can't let him go. So Grandma Mary politely pulled her axe from under her apron and drew it on the jailer and says, if you don't open that door instantly, I'll split your skull with this axe. And he opened the door, and she got Grandpa and marched him straight home. That was a Spanish lady, Mary.
William and Mary.
Yeah, that was my own.
Bad as William was, she wanted him back to the house.
Yeah, huh? She wanted him home. And Lola told me that episode now. And this was...
This probably happened in the old 1880s or 90s.
Oh, yes. And because Savannah was the only port that brought in the stuff, you see, mm-hmm. nearby that they could reach.
Not very nearby either.
No, not from the mill pond to Savannah, see, with a team of oxen. The grandpa, Martin Corbett, and his wife, Lydia Curry, they came from North Carolina and settled in Harrison, Tennessee, which is now a part of Chattanooga, Tennessee. And there's several Corbett buildings in Chattanooga if you'll take the time to look sometime. And Grandpa had to go away to the Civil War. And she was left destitute in Tennessee, especially as the war came on and the armies came through with their raidings and stuff, the Northern Army. And so she loaded her children with one old horse and a two-wheel cart and started toward her home. Her family lived at Mud Creek. And so her ancestors were Burkholders down there, I believe, to begin with, and they were there. So she started there from Chattanooga to Mud Creek. And she camped along the way, and they had to drink out of the streams, of course. And one of the children, a small one, became very ill with what we now call cholera morbus, a severe diarrhea with blood, you know, that could not be stopped. And the child could not retain the food, little food she was trying to get into it, and it was going to die. And she was sitting by her campfire one night holding the child and expecting to bury it next morning, you know, if it died before dawn. And Indian women, I don't know how many, came to her and offered her a cup of brew and motioned to give it to the child. And she did. The child drank it. And instead of burying her child next morning, it was able to take food and gradually got completely well, and she made her way safely home to Mud Creek. And in the meantime, Grandpa Corbett became enamored with a young lady he met somewhere on his war trails and deserted Grandmother and left her with her people with the children. But when old age crept up on him, he had a desire for Grandma and his children. So he returned to her in Mud Creek. There was never any divorce or anything like that. He just came home, and she took him in and nursed him until he died. And they're both buried at Mud Creek Cemetery.
Is that Martin and Lydia?
That's Martin and Lydia.